And then after the high school year, I went to Virginia State, and And at that time, the Jefferson just have 11 years? I mean, was it 11 years you went, or 12 years?
No,
it
was not.
Eight, 4 year high. Because in Texas, they still just had three for ever so long. Mm-hmm. That's at the end of it. Well, now tell me about going to Virginia State College. I guess not too many girls went to college back then, huh?
Yeah, quite a few.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. They're written down in the Tidewater section, you know.
Yeah, not from here.
Mm-hmm. Was there a boy and girls too, or was it a girls too?
And he left here and went to Covington. Mm-hmm. And he called back for me to come to Covington, and I went over there and stayed over in Covington for all those years over there that I retired.
Yeah. You moved away. That's And so then, you got married.
My husband is there.
Were you raised in this house also, or
did you? Well, she was born there. She was in the U.S. also.
At the where?
U.S. also.
Oh, okay. Well, you all were born there right in this room.
In this room.
And you had two sisters and two brothers?
Two sisters and two brothers, all there. But then the oldest brother,
So y'all inherited this house, so to speak.
How
did the one who ended up in New Jersey, she find some man from away, or?
No, she found some man from here, and
I had more advantages than they did. Mm-hmm. So
Well, now, when did you graduate from high school? What year were you talking about, David?
44.
Uh-huh.
And then she went to college now.
Where'd you go?
Said I got to college in Raleigh.
Oh.
But in, I'm wondering how does this fit in with Rich Street?
Well, let me try to, it is sort of far-fetched. I guess I felt like it was, but that's what they wanted. So the point is, they felt that the history, when you say they felt that the history of Charlottesville in terms of the black community since 54 was so important, and that this street represents that importance, because this is, you know, a very nice street, and it's always had white people and black people, and now it's different since the 60s. It's mixed up down there. The houses that have been white are now, you know, part black.
Yeah.
And it shows the evolution of Charlottesville. And I presume it shows what you were talking about. Your life had more advantages, and I guess the next generation, I don't know, did better, you know, in terms of, with all that civil rights stuff in 1954. How this affected the neighborhood, and how it affected your life. What is, since the 60s, I guess it's when, that was when I was having babies, so I've become having babies in New Orleans. I was not active in anything. But, you know, those were important years, I guess.
Well, I can tell you about Owen Covington. They used me as a guinea pig.
Woo!
So, I've never been at that.
There was a test report.
Well, I know
that. Listen, there's nothing here we can
talk about. They selected me to go to a white high school to integrate the teachers in Covington.
Well, now you see, that's very meaningful right there.
What happened? Nothing. Everything went along fine.
Thank God.
Yeah, everything went along fine.
What grade were you teaching?
I was going to sixth grade.
Okay, you taught sixth grade.
I taught at a place called Edgemont School. E-D-G-E-M-O-N-G, Edgemont School.
Good spelling.
Good
thing you
spelled. And they used me, as I said, as a guinea pig to integrate to this school and coach.
Did they ask you to, or did you feel pressured?
No, they were the ones that wanted to do it, and I didn't do it.
So you did.
So I did.
And how many kids were in your classes,
more or less? See, at the school I went
there
was nothing but white kids. Nothing but white kids.
So that's an important part of integrating the school.
And I had no problem.
That's good.
And I stayed there until I retired.
Well, now,
all right. And, yeah, I see that by the time. Mm-hmm. And they gave me, you came away from out of
time. Well, when you first went there, you were not, it was not integrated.
I told her, I said they used me to integrate the teachers, to integrate the school. No, when I first went there, no.
And then they have black students coming in, too?
In that school, there were no blacks. Mm-hmm. But remember, the 5 years
later, did they...
I don't know, because I didn't see that. I didn't see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But at the school, I was at Watson High School. That's where I taught, before I went to Edgemont.
Mm-hmm.
And Edgemont, of course, Watson had nothing but black students. But Edmond had nothing but white. Except me.
Wow. Oh, Lordy. That's dang.
But this, my impression is now that this part of the of Rich Street was pretty much country. It was like a fireland. Is that right? Or how, what was it like
from here? All the way down to the end of the big field.
Mm-hmm.
This was the last house on Rich Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the one course is...
And the one course is the last one over there.
The last one over there.
And this is a big field over here. And they used to have carnivals over here.
Oh!
And another one is, and they used to have a cow pasture. They used to have cows and horses. This is where they used to feed them.
Well, what did you teach? Well, she was
a receptionist.
Receptionist. Is that what you
there?
Secretary.
How long did you secretary to Guy Brown, secretary to Willard Barnett, secretary to Pauline Gadd, secretary to John Gaines, secretary to Thomas Fields.
At
secretary to John Hooper.
All the shops at City School.
Second chair to work with Scott Hamrick when, when Clark moved to Jefferson. And, yeah, I stayed in the city system for 33 years.
Well, if you saw all this stuff going on then, of the integration, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect y'all's daily life?
I
mean,
daily life.
Well, whatever.
It didn't bother me.
No.
Well,
Because I think kids are kids, and they get to be young kids, but I didn't bother. No problem whatsoever.
Well, so when you were going to school, I guess one question is, do you feel like the, did the quality of the things were unequal, or did you not even think about it when you were children?
Like you could, they you could go out there and do that rest, could you?
Yeah, I
can't know
that.
Well, that's what
I was doing. I don't believe you thought about it too much. I realized in later years that I had to pass by midway to get to Jefferson.
Yeah.
The midway was
Well,
you know where Ridge Manor is now.
Yeah.
Midway School was located there. And of course, I had to pass there to get to Jefferson.
Which doesn't seem right. Yeah.
You know, and, but after coming out working and whatnot, well, you had a job to do and you went ahead, and a white kid or a black kid, they were there, they were children, and you treated them the same when you're working with them.
Yeah.
Yes, you realize that in later life, but say as a elementary school kid, I don't think I thought in terms of
that. Well, now, I'm not from here. I'm living in New Orleans. But they closed the schools here. There was some sort for years, for a year or a season or something.
All
of
the schools met in a massive resistance.
What is that? I mean, what world?
Well, you should talk to those people who were, went through that.
But you weren't working at the school here?
Yes, I believe I was working. I started here. I worked in Culpeper before coming here. And you need to talk to, say, Booger Reeves. He was the principal.
You didn't lose your... All of those people, what did they do for money? You said the schools were closed. You didn't suddenly have to come home?
Well, no, I didn't have to come home. I can't... I don't want to say anything that is not true here. But now, I don't have the right date, but I remember Olivia Ferguson.
Had to attend classes
at the school board office.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
because it wasn't allowed to change.
So you need to talk to someone else who can give you the
from that back. Age group, yeah.
Well, I'm still wondering why we're talking of this instead of Ridge Street.
Well, let's talk more about Ridge Street. I'm with it. I just can't think of any questions.
That's what
I'll think of something to say. I'll copy it down.
Well, some of the older houses...
Do you have another pencil?
Yeah,
it's not that fast.
We're interested in some of the older houses on Ridge Street that disappeared when they were taken down.
Yeah, how have y'all noticed the street changing in the past 20 years?
I saw it before that I was there by the family of the other brothers.
The family took it up. Actually, this particular has some questions.
Well, now, for example, Mr. Eugene Williams was saying how that the white people
the house, the one that's in question now, is that one that's being built. Other houses, they were torn down quite a few when they, Ridge Street used to be completely straight through.
Yeah.
And then when they, decided to carry Ridge Street through to 64, that's when they made the ramp to come up on this and to get to us, and houses were torn down then. Across the street from Eugene coming this way, where that ramp comes up, houses were left there, and then on the other side of, right in front of Eugene,
houses were torn down.
So
J. Y. Brown sold his house to the Snowdens.
So, I mean,
traveling really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the train was nice.
Well, now, did you all, I've heard of some famous black people that used to, who lived around here, or visited around here. Who's that put off?
Roosevelt Brown. Who's
it?
There's an article in the paper about him recently.
Yeah, well, Roosevelt Brown finished Jefferson High School after I did. And, he got a scholarship to the coach that was here, Smith. So it is that he got a scholarship to Morgan College up in
Morgan
State. College up in Maryland.
Huh.
But again, you need to.
He wasn't living there.
Other than two houses on the other side of Hartman Mill Road, say three houses on when we were sitting here.
Yeah.
There were three houses on the other side of Hartman Mill Road that blacks lived in. And from Hartman Mill Road back this way, were blacks.
Yeah.
The others were white.
And then black lived in down that little corner here, down in that bridge.
We would have put on our own shoes the winter, or the fall, whatever all you take them all, and put them in bags, and get sick.
Yeah. And you go to church, then walk down to church?
Huh?
You take her to church?
Wherever you were going.
Where did you shop when you were young?
The river was down there, but it was a lot of controversy going now about opening up Second Street, you know, at the Van Piana outlet store.
Well,
I had a car.
What's his name?
Did your parents ever have a car? Or were you the children finally?
No, but he used to have a horse.
Yeah, that's what he said, a horse.
But you parked the horse and buggy over there. I mean,
Why with the groceries on Saturday night?
Oh, I see.
And we all come home and then
Well, now, did the horse and buggy stay out back here, or did it have to stay out of the line?
Well, it stood out of the line.
Well, now, do y'all remember when they delivered ice still, or was it always ice? You didn't get any ice.
Fifth Street.
That
street wasn't.
No,
it wasn't. Cattle drive the bridge, but people walk through there and they get to the
woods. What is the older family that lived across the street? But they lived there a long time.
good ride.
They bought up on Ridge Street.
Mm-hmm.
Are they there anymore?
Yeah, she's there.
Can you tell us about the Jenny Porter Barrett Daycare Center?
Emmett Gleason, the former mayor of Charlottesville, used to live there with his wife and two children. All now are dead.
He was a former mayor. Huh.